The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Yes, welcome to the show today. I hope you've had a good start to your day. So basically, what I wanted to do today is just run through, do it live at the same time as going through and essentially, you know, doing what I normally do every morning on the podcast. So if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, then make sure you do. If you're watching this on Facebook Live right now, just go onto your iTunes or whatever player you have and just search the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. And you'll find the podcast there. And, you know, that's where I do all my interviews. That's where you can hear what I do every single day, 5 days a week. I'll do something similar to what I'm just about to do right now, which is a quick 5 minute run through of the market and just having a chat about what has been, what's coming up and what I'm seeing. And I often throw in a few random bits and pieces as well. It's basically my daily commentary every single day, 5 days a week. In the evenings, afternoons, it's usually something along the lines of either an interview with an expert in the field, or it would be something else, you know, like the trader's journey that I've sort of been doing as well. So it's a great podcast, a lot of people on it, and I just thought I'd mix it up by throwing it up live today so that everybody who might not be tuned in on podcast land can actually see what it's about inside of Facebook. So here we go. Essentially, what we're looking at is a market that has fallen. I mean, yesterday we spoke about it on the podcast where I had looked at these levels. There was two levels of significance to me. If I look at the 4 hour, the first was the higher point at 4,500-ish, and then there was this low down here at 39.50. Obviously, the reason why these were the two significant levels was because if price had have pushed up and it was at this point, of course, through that level, we would have a higher low and a higher high, which would then effectively push us into an uptrend. The opposite being the case, if we did break down through this level, we'd have a lower high and a lower low, which ended up being the case. Good convergence here on the MACD as well on the 4 hour. So if we have a look at Bitcoin now on this daily time frame, what you'll actually notice, we did pull back into this cradle zone. We're going down, up, down, lower highs coming in, and this is a slightly lower low. Now, by no stretch of the imagination am I suggesting that this is going to be now a strong downtrend. No, no, no. As a matter of fact, we may just see a consolidation for quite some time. But the bottom line is the bearish sentiment remains intact right now. And as you guys know that have been listening to the podcast for a very long time, I don't pick bottoms, and I certainly don't look to trade against the trend very often. I don't think I ever trade against the trend, not publicly anyway. I can't remember the last time I took a trend or a counter trend trade, and it's not going to change here. There is just no sign of strength at all whatsoever when I look at Bitcoin. So let's move through the rest of these markets right now. Ethereum is just holding low, holding around those lows again as well, lower high, lower low. Bitcoin the same. And look, much of the market is sort of, the interesting thing is this, right? Bitcoin often will move at a rate and the rest of the market falls harder than Bitcoin. So when Bitcoin sneezes, the rest of the market tends to catch a cold. Now, in this case, we've actually got the entire market having a quite decent fall along around the same sort of lines. I mean, you see Bitcoin's down 6.4. The rest of the market's not extending too far outside of that. So it's relatively equal, I suggest. Now, of course, Bitcoin Cash, those of you who are on the live video I did yesterday, we did see this support come in, test one, test two, test three, test four. I didn't actually get a trade on here, but the nice breakout level did not set up. I mean, the breakout level did set up, but the trading opportunity did not. But I tell you what did set up when it broke down. Remember how I said a pullback into that level? If you were there on the Facebook Live, I did talk of that. It did exactly that and fell really, really nicely. Now, for me, Bitcoin Cash is open for opportunities to short. And effectively, you know, when I'm looking at these markets right now, keeping in mind that this is a podcast, however, I am drawing some lines. For those of you on the podcast that know what the Fibonacci booster is, that's the sort of thing I'm looking for here, but there's nothing there. From Bitcoin Cash onto EOS against the dollar, again, a really nice downtrend here on this 4 hour. There's a fair bit of divergence there. It has sold off more heavily than most of the top 10, as you can see here, and that has just been in a waterfall slide for quite some time. EOS definitely looking very, very, very weak at the moment. Cardano's next on the list, sitting pretty flat right now. Maybe might see some support coming in through here or through these levels around the 30.037 level. It just is down at the moment like the rest of the market. Stellar Moment grinding lower, 7.13% down. NEO also 8.2% down, but it doesn't look like that much of a big deal. It looks exactly the same as Bitcoin as it stands right now. Same with IOTA, very much down, but very slightly on the bigger picture. Nothing on Ripple, just flat to down as well. We see Litecoin also just copying Bitcoin and finally once again coming in. And I'm just having a quick talk to you guys about BAB, which is the Bitfinex contract. against the dollar. It is also down, no surprises there. So across the top 10, ladies and gentlemen, it is down fairly significant today, but there's nothing too much more significant from my point of view as far as levels being broken, breached, achieved, or anything, you know, overly bearish in this case. There's nothing bullish. There's nothing massively bearish. It is down 6%, but there are no major levels broken. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a podcast. I've just decided to do it live on Facebook. For those of you who have not subscribed to the podcast, please do, because what I do every day is this. 5 days a week, I go through and give a quick little run through of the market. It's first thing in the morning before 9 o'clock. I go through, look at the top 10, talk about what's going on, and throw in any little bits of information that I think are of interest to you guys. So if you haven't subscribed, go across, jump on your iTunes. It's the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. That's all you need to do is get it, subscribe it, and jump in when you like. Afternoons are generally interviews or more topical bits and pieces from my point of view. The mornings are always to do with the market, guys. So that's it for me. Have a fantastic day, guys. Jump across to tradercobb.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.